ABCnews.com. Girl Scouts warn parents about forcing kids to hug relatives for the holidays. Thanks, Harvey Weinstein. Thanks, Charlie Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not already apprised of the fact that the plane has crashed into the mountain, the train has gone off the rails, the car has gone over the cliff, and we're on the way down. Look, ground's approaching fast. This will be a little reminder for you. Girl Scouts of the USA issued a warning to parents this holiday season, asking them to think twice before forcing their daughters to hug relatives at gatherings. You never know, I guess, when there may be an Uncle Joe Biden there who's, a little excited about seeing his niece. Quote, think of it this way. Telling your child that she owes someone a hug, either just because she hasn't seen this person in a while or because they gave her a gift, can set the stage for her questioning whether she owes another person any type of physical affection when they have bought her dinner or done something else seemingly nice for her later in life. Close quote. I don't want to live on this planet with whoever wrote this anymore. Beam me the up, Scotty. Beam me up.
Beam me up, Gotti. That's ridiculous.
This is beyond ridiculous. Hey, why didn't you just, hey, Girl Scouts, hey, Lammas, girl, hey, girly Lammas, why don't you just send a notice out saying all the parents, hey, parents, stop being parents. The kid might misunderstand. You bought it a dinner, after all. I mean, this is beyond. I am dumbfounded. I don't even know what to say to this.
It's a good thing our life here is relatively really short. Eternity's forever.
Does anyone know? What's the response to this? Now, if you're a parent and you have a child, your daughter's in the Girl Scouts, and they just sent you a note telling you, hey, you know, when Uncle Bobo comes over, don't force the kid to hug the old pervert. You know, next thing you know, she'll be in the back seat with the old man, you know. I mean, seriously. What in the world is going on out there? People are losing their minds.
I'm telling you. Before we get to Christmas, Santa Claus is going to be accused.
Yeah, that's where I was going with this. So what's next? Send a note out and tell little girls, hey, Lammas, hey, little lady Lammas, don't go sitting on the horny old man's lap, you know, because all he really wants to know is put his arm around you, grab a little pervert. Intimacy, if you will.
Headline here.
So we don't trust anyone anymore, is the point.
Santa's in town at Macy's. You need an appointment this year. you need to sit on his lap, you need to make an appointment.
Santa's by appointment only. It's over, folks. War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one. I'm serious. I don't want to live on a planet with these people that wrote this. Please beam me the up, Scotty. Get me out of here. Like Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein. I was kidding! Open the door! I'll kill you! When he gets trapped in the cage with the... Yeah, there's a... If you go into chat room, where most of you aren't right now, at MikeChurch.com, Rita has posted a little gif of Uncle Joey Biden hugging or kissing the daughter of Senator Christopher Coons at his swearing-in ceremony. And the little girl's trying to get away from the kiss. Hey, Rita, I wonder. Yeah, and Biden's got a hold of her left arm. I wonder if the vice president of the United States, former vice president, was the catalyst for the Girl Scouts' unprecedented action. There must be an uncle out there who is one of those kind of uncles. The organization's missive to parents comes as allegations of sexual misconduct by men ring out from every industry, including Hollywood, politics, and the media. One in nine girls under the 18 experiences sexual abuse or assault at the hands of an adult, according to data shared by... Now, how does data shared by Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network make it into a press release from the Girl Scouts of America? Nail the door shut, folks. It's over. Now, by the by, I know it's not a Wisdom Wednesday, but since you're not doing a show this week, Mitter Simpson, if you're listening, that would be a good time for you to call with your erudite dissertation on how the enemies of authority and the enemies of man and the tyrants out there are perpetrating this to bring about an end to all trust. So what will you ultimately trust in then? Can't trust your uncles now? Can't trust brothers-in-laws? Can't trust any family member that's coming over to have Thanksgiving dinner or coming for the holidays? You know, when your daughter goes to give them a hug, all they're thinking about is canoodling. So now what's happening here? Like Josh Will and I were talking last night in the Crusader Room on the Facebook. What's happening here? This is now, let's precog identify all men, all of us, as predators. Do you know what comes after we're pre-identified as being predators? You know what comes after that? Laws to enforce predatory behavior or to prevent predatory behavior. That's what happens. How long before fathers are told, there's no more daddy-daughter dance. Too many dads were, you know. How long before fathers are, Girl Scouts of America start issuing bulletins and laws are made girls are not allowed to ride in an automobile in the front seat with a father without a chaperone. Mitter Church, that's just ridiculous. You want to bet? Have you ever been to California? Have you ever seen what Californians are doing lately? Don't put anything past these people. Ladies and gentlemen, when you become so detached from reality... So now the reality that's being made up is that everyone is a Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Charlie Rose, Ben Affleck, et cetera, et cetera. Every man is now a sexual predator. Hey, by the way, congratulations, feminist. This is all on you. Now, practically speaking, this is all on you. Now, members of Gal-Qaeda have actually gotten what they wanted. We're not all emasculated just yet, physically, but that's coming next. Have you signed up for the lottery to emasculate you, sir? I didn't know about that. That's a draft. You must sign the paper. What kind of paper am I signing? You will go to the emasculation camp as their burgomeister. We'll snip, snip, snip. We'll perform the emasculation so you will no longer be the threat to this female society, the Amazonian society that you currently are. Have you not read the rules? They are posted by the Girl Scouts of America on all their websites. We'll post them at every post office. Because your picture will be hanging on the wall. So look, the revolt continues. First, the revolt against authority continues apace. That hasn't slowed down. Now, let's kick the revolt into higher gear here, and let's identify. You know, feminists used to say, "How do you know it's not goddess?" Oh no, see, feminists are now glad. Oh no, it's God. That's a dude. That's a guy. That's a male that created all this havoc. So now what? Well, now let's go after the few men that remain gendered. Let's go after the men that are gendered. Because they're all predators. What does this mean? This means we're all guilty before committing an act. Now, if you would have told someone 2 years, Christmas time, 2 years ago, 2015, if you'd have told someone, you know, in 2 years, your 11-year-old daughter is going to be going tinkle with a 43-year-old pervert in the stall next door, they'd have told you, come. Minister Church, please. You law your mind. That's not going to happen. You wouldn't have believed it. Is it law? Yeah. If you'd have told someone 2 years ago, you know, in the state of New Jersey, 2 years from now, there's going to be a law that is going to be passed that says that boys can transition to being girls and can compete in girls' athletics, and that includes using girls' locker rooms with girls in them. You just said, Minister Church, please, that's just crazy talk. No, it's not crazy talk now, is it? What's truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? Girl Scouts of America. What's reality? 5-year-olds being instructed by drag queens, diabolical, demonically inspired, and dressed up to made to look like demons, drag queens. Drag queen story time is now being accepted. Well, it's just another. What's the harm? What do you mean, what's the harm? It's a sodomite reading to your child. She's 4. He's 4. What? Church, please. These are just people like any other. This will all end in tears, too. Past research, according to the Girl Scout story, past research in ABC News also suggests that nearly 1 in 3 episodes of sexual abuse of a child is perpetrated by a family member. So, all these sex crimes going on out there. People thinking about sex crimes. Charlie Rose and the gang. Let's keep our girls safe. No more uncle hugging. No more brother hugging. No more in-law hugging. Holiday events under penalty of emasculation.